You know what? You guys sound awesome. I listen to WGN all the time.
Fantastic.
Appreciate it.
We're music lovers here as well. I know that I'm a huge music lover.
Little ditty about Kathy and Frank. So cold outside, they drove here through the snowbank. Talking all things Chicago, from hot dogs to the bean. Celeb interviews, maybe a call from Avril Lavigne.
What city is there?
Oh yeah, Kathy and Frank show. Only thing you should be listening to on the radio. Oh yeah, starts at 7 p.m.
Yes, Michael Heideman. The voice of the opening of the Kathy and Frank show. Hey, I'm Frank Fontana. Kathy Hart is off tonight. She's sunning her buns in Phoenix, Mike.
What?
Yeah.
She's in Phoenix?
Yes, Andrea, she's in Phoenix. Do you believe it?
I'm happy to see you, but I haven't seen you guys in a while.
I know. Where you been?
I've been doing, you know, just my show, different shows, different hours. I know. I miss you guys, though.
Yeah. I mean, you've been knee-deep in election news?
Oh, my God. Yeah. This has been, you know, it's like an accountant during tax season.
Sure.
Nonstop. Yeah. Last night was extremely exciting, because extremely unpredictable.
I'm shocked at, and I don't know if anybody else out there is, with a daily not making it into the top three.
Oh, I was too.
Like, dead shocked, which is, for me, I think, fascinating statement to hopefully a you know, changing of the guard, so to speak, in the, you know, I hate to say corrupt.
Well, yeah, you know, absolutely. You're right. We want to get away from the, you know, we live here. We work here.
Yeah.
You know, we pay taxes here. Sure. We want to get away. We want lower taxes, get away from the corruption.
The machine.
The machine. Yeah.
So what happens next now? So, you know,
Wow.
Yeah, like, what is there any chance that any of the, you know, some of the dailies or any of the others that were left out have a shot at this at all?
No, as far as they can have a vote and a say, but that's about it. No, and what when I played Bill Daley's concession speech last night, I think it was the first time I ever played a Daley concession speech.
Wow.
When we went to him live, but he gave a great speech. I don't know who he's going to endorse. He'll probably throw his name behind someone, behind either Lightfoot or Tony Preckwinkle.
I was working most of the night on my other jobs, but I was trying to follow some of it. How bad did he lose by? Like, was he even in, like, worth talking about?
Yeah, he lost, but I think that the bigger surprise was what you said, Frank, is that I expected him to be in the runoff.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was with Preckwinkle, Lightfoot, Mendoza, I don't know, but I expected the Daley name to be one or two.
Agreed.
And for him not to even be in top three was very surprising.
Yeah.
Well, especially with all the money. You know, he had a couple of million, $2 million donation from Ken Griffin at one point. He was getting a lot of money toward the end.
Didn't he have the most money?
Yeah, I think he did.
So what happens now? He has to give all that back?
He can keep it in his campaign chest, but he can't use it to say, like, buy a boat
or go to Hawaii.
Exactly. Like, it has to be used for campaign funds, or, you know, in that sense of the wealth of sharing the wealth.
Caller Pete also is shocked by the Daley dropout. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, I mean, that he conceded so quick and never, you know, had the used the option of fighting it, and he just kind of folded up tent and went to Mexico or wherever he was going.
Yeah, he was third, by the way. So it went Lightfoot, okay. Preckwinkle, Daley.
So I wonder, Pete, you bring up a good point. Is it because of the era we live in and the climate and the media that a guy with his name can easily, people can drudge up some stuff that could really, you know, potentially hurt? Because you're right. It is not Daley-like to just walk away.
And the other thing that I'm kind of hearing is that there was stuff on other candidates. I won't get too specific because, you know, it's all rumor and innuendo.
Sure.
But that it could have been brought up on other people, and he chose not to. And, you know, that also is, he really wanted to run a nice campaign. And I do admire him for that.
I agree with you, Pete. I appreciate the call. It's definitely a good take on it. And, you know, it begs the question, you know, is it just he's over it, Andre? Do you think that he's just, you know, generations of the Daleys and him growing up in it, living it, and all of the drama that goes along with that? And
yeah, that could be that he was, you know, he really has, doesn't have much to lose financially.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
He's financially set. He could be a political commentator. He's Bill Daley. He could,
yeah,
you know, take any political job.
I bet he's a little happy.
Be a commentator?
I gotta be honest.
I think so, too.
I think it feels like it's almost like the Oscars, where nobody really wants to host because
right.
you're going to just get all this garbage following you. So maybe he was just like, all right, well, if somebody wants to take it, good for them. Good luck to you and sayonara.
I don't think he'll be searching for a job for long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of Oscars, we got a fun show lined up. My wife is going to be calling in as an expert on all things pop culture. I don't think you've ever talked to my wife, huh, Andrea?
I don't think so, no.
Tonight's going to be your night.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we're a new bit we're calling Showbiz Sherry. And
okay.
She is obsessed with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Obsessed.
You know, she's good, because I want to talk to her about
I'm,
this. I don't get this obsession.
She spends a lot of time when she's not mothering my children researching this, and that and other pop culture news, like Ryan Seacrest and his girlfriend breaking up.
Does she think Gaga and Bradley Cooper should?
Oh, I'm going to save that because she has theories. She has deep theories, deep research that will, you know, parallel any reporter out there. So she'll be calling in around 7, you know, 18, after the break here, like 7, 18 or so.
Okay, cool.
And then, did you ever do Qigong?
Bless you. No,
yes.
I've not. What is this?
I got this guy, Damon D'Amato, who is the superhero Qigong, I think I'm saying it right, I'm probably not, instructor. And it's a offshoot, from what I've read, of what is it when you do Tai Chi? So it's a breathing technique. And like all these CEOs, he does work with CEOs and executives out there and tours all over. He's based in Vegas. He'll be coming to St. Charles in the next couple of weeks. And he gets rooms full of, you know, stressed out executives to like chill. And he uses his techniques,
I like that.
But he's like this badass. He looks like a Viking.
But he's like very zen.
But super zen. So it's going to be an interesting conversation.
I like
and then,
that.
Are you more holistic minded, or are you more like American pharmaceutical type of, you know, minded?
I'm more pharmaceutical minded. I don't.
Okay.
I'm not against trying, you know, something that for an ache or a pain that's holistic.
So I got this holistic pharmacist. Did you even know there was such a thing?
I did not.
Sherry Turcos is joining us. And I got some questions for her because our family's heavily into holistic minded first.
Okay.
Until our limb is falling off and then we'll go to the hospital.
Then you go to right.
Yeah, but
the doctor,
at least try a natural approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got I always wonder when I'm sitting in the natural food aisle and I'm like about to spend a boatload of cash on all this stuff. Does it not work? Like, am I a fool? Am I sitting here going, you know, being tricked by great marketing? You know,
That's a good question. I would think not. I mean, I would think you're spending that much money. There is something to eating healthy and, you know, going to Whole Foods and Mariano's and spending
ungodly
that kind of
amounts of money.
Exactly, on healthy foods.
Yeah, I know.
It's got to be better for you than, you know,
I would imagine so.
Day.
But I'm talking about the stuff, like, there's a company called Boron who makes these like pellets, and they're
like iron and
no, they're like cures or you know, remedies, just like you would go to your doctor and he'd prescribe an antibiotic. They have all these like little pellets that you turn, and that's one of my biggest things. We spend a lot of money on that stuff, and I'm sure lots of people do. So that's why I'm bringing her on to kind of help debunk some of these myths and questions. And that's happening around 8 o'clock. But we've got a short show today because of Blackhawks, so we'll only be till 8:30.
Oh, we got a lot to pack in.
Let's do it.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, let's get our first commercial going.
Live from the WGN Radio Studios here in Chicago, Illinois.
It's Showbiz Sherry time. She's talking trashy TV over wine. And now, here she is, Showbiz Sherry.
Welcome back to the Kathy and Frank Show here on WGN Radio on the night side. Yes, it is time for Showbiz Sherry. Oh, yeah, there.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
Do you love that? That's Mikey.
That's so cool. Thanks, Mike.
Our resident producer. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so excited about this topic.
Yeah, you are. So, big news all over, and Andrea Darlis is really excited.
I do. I have lots of questions about this.
Yeah, she has lots of questions.
Oh, my gosh. I have answers, let me tell you.
Okay, all right, good. So let's set this up. So, if you've been living under a rock, you know, you probably haven't heard that there's major stuff going on with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper and Bradley Cooper's current girlfriend / baby mama. And since the movie Star is Born came out, there's been an obvious chemistry between Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. What do you think, Sherry? The rumor is that they possibly could have done it. And by done it, I mean, you know,
Okay, so two of my favorite things, love and pop culture, so I'm obsessed with this, okay? And this is not like, okay, you see the movie and these two actors have chemistry and it's all about hyping up for the award season. If you watch interviews with them outside of the movie, the chemistry is off the charts, okay? Yeah. It's undeniable. And, okay, if you're the girlfriend, you sign up for this, you're with a big actor and he does movies. I almost felt sorry for her, but their chemistry outweighs any compassion I have for her at this point, because you can't deny their chemistry. Like, who knows if they'll end up together, but she's pissed. And how could you not be? But now she, like, unfollowed Lady Gaga on Instagram. And
Wait, hold on. You said she unfollowed Lady Gaga? So
Bradley Cooper's girlfriend, Irina, who is a beautiful Russian model. If you know anything about Instagram etiquette, if you unfollow someone, it's a statement. Like, it totally is. There's
completely,
no way of getting around
completely.
It. So before the Oscar show, she unfollowed her, which I think is like
literally
now,
before the show, like it was about to start, to get ready to go in the limo over there.
So I'm trying not to get like overly excited about this because I tend to, but I don't think it was like right before the show, but it was definitely like the day of the show. And
yes, very interesting here.
And so here's the deal. It's like, she's probably done with award season and done with all the movie hype. And this was her way of like, okay, award season is over. Like, bye.
I'm done faking it.
Right.
Yeah. And if you watch them, even at the Oscars, she's smiling, but you could tell behind the smiles is like a big, like, she's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt the discomfort after the performance when Gaga and Bradley Cooper kind of nuzzled, you know, their heads together and they showed the girlfriend.
Did you see the Vegas performance, Andrea?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Did you think, because I saw that and I thought that was way more intense. Then
yeah, probably because he was in his t-shirt and, you know, it was so, they had to do the little rehearsal with the earplugs.
I mean, but this is making like international news. I mean, for some reason, there's this obsession. Now, Cher, you said that Lady Gaga broke up with her fiance, correct?
So the Grammys were 2 weeks ago. They did not attend the Grammys together, but the award show before the Grammys, which was what, the Golden Globes, they were together. So after the Golden Globes, they broke up, like literally a couple of days after. They called off their engagement, and there's like no big story. It was like relationships end. That's it.
Yeah. Well, we're getting some texts, a lot of calls coming in. The first text here, I agree, Frank. I was never a Lady Gaga fan, but she has a nature natured and a feel different towards her, especially after seeing a movie, A Star Is Born. She was awesome and amazing. I agree with your wife about Lady Gaga and Bradley, and they have unbelievable chemistry. You could just sense and feel it. So what? Your dream, Sherry, is what? They end up together? I mean, is that the fantasy here?
I mean, so it's not. I am a hopeless romantic and seriously feel like they may not end up together. Like, they may or may not. And maybe if they end up together, it wouldn't even work out. But I definitely feel like they will have these feelings for each other for the rest of their life.
I'm not laughing at you. I think
No, he does. He laughs at me when I talk about this because you could see the chemistry, can't you? Like, it's obvious.
Oh, yeah.
But wouldn't
you
it ruin
absolutely
it?
Absolutely, tell the chemistry.
Honestly, wouldn't it ruin it if they actually did it and like it came out and then all like?
Do you guys think they already have?
Oh, I don't. I always think about this with movie stars, right? They're in these intimate scenes. They're obviously in a bathtub, like it looks like naked. And I can imagine during rehearsal that, you know, it probably happened, in my opinion. But what do I know? I mean, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I can't say for sure that it actually happened, but if it didn't, that's why there's such like sexual tension, because maybe it didn't.
I would be the worst. I'd be the worst Hollywood wife because I'd be so jealous.
Oh, totally. How could you not
be?
Like, I told Sherry, like, there's been times, you know, in my television career where, you know, I've been at signings and, you know, girls are coming up to me, want to take pictures and blah, blah, blah. And even that little bit, it's got to make, you know, you didn't love that, right, Sherry? I mean, honestly, you know.
No, I didn't. I mean, it was not that. I felt like if it was like a natural, like I'm a huge fan and just really like enamored with you, it was different. But I felt like if it crossed the line, where it was like, let me now flirt and see if something can come out of it, that's when it did bother me.
Yeah, and especially, I mean, figure if you're in a movie and you're doing a bathtub scene or you're doing, you know, a love scene.
Yeah, they're lovers in this movie. They're making out
and
all
you
the
are,
time.
You're naked. I mean, you're not... That's not like a bodysuit or anything going on there.
It's they say at some point.
I'd be super jealous.
How
oh, yeah.
You, I mean, I guess with all the cameras and people in the room, it's like, how could he get excited?
No, so you know, like, if you know the details of this movie, it was a super like intimate set. So he had like, for that bathtub scene, there was like one cameraman and them. That was it.
Wow.
So I seriously know the details.
All right, real quick, let's touch on the Ryan Seacrest breakup here. What do you know about it?
I mean, they broke up. They're dating for 3 years, and they just ended it. And I feel like anything that I've read about it is very much like we just want to pursue things separately.
Yeah, I feel like he's never going to settle down.
No, what about, never.
You feel the same, Andrea?
Like, I do.
Like he's so successful, and he's got a million ventures, and I envy it on some level from an entrepreneurial standpoint. But I feel like the guy's lonely and sad at the same time. He can't.
I feel like he missed the boat with Julianne Hough.
I think so too.
God.
Yeah,
I think that was his chance for like true love, and I think if he didn't take that chance, he's just going to end up. He has a new niece now that he's like in love with, so maybe he'll just spend time with his family and just be super career driven. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like he needs to be even more career driven.
I understand being into your career, and he has 1,000 jobs.
Yeah,
you know he's like the it guy for basically every you know E and for his show.
Sure,
but at some point, aren't you going to want to retire and settle down, spend your life with someone?
You would think. Or me.
I know.
I don't know.
No, I haven't lost hope for him yet.
Look at George
like,
Clooney.
Like
everybody thought about George Clooney.
That's true.
You know, like he would never settle down. So maybe he just, Ryan's going to follow the George Clooney. Wait till he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
And then find a much younger woman and have babies.
There you go.
I guess that's my deal. Well, Showbiz Sherry, thanks for calling in. It was fun. We have to do this again with your next obsession. Are the kids?
Okay, I'll keep you posted with my next obsession.
Yes.
It was awesome talking to you, Andrea.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Oh, your wife's so sweet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. She is.
No, we're talking about us. The first time I heard you on the radio, I was like, her voice is unbelievable. I know why she's on radio.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, my God. She's a fan
so
of yours.
I am so psyched to meet you. This is so cool. I hope you do this regularly, Frank.
We're going
to
work on it.
Good.
For sure. All right, Sherry. I'll see you tonight.
Bye, Sherry.
Okay, bye.
Oh, she's so cute, Frank.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
I like her more than you.
She's like, oh, good.
No,
most people
like
do. After they know, they say, yeah, we like her better.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to learn how to de-stress your life with Qigong, the mystical art. Welcome back to the Kathy and Frank Show here on WGN Radio on the night side of things. So many people are stressed out today, right, Andrea?
I think so. I think, yeah, or maybe, yeah. I was going to say de-stressing, but after the election yesterday, yes.
Well, just in general, I think like the climate of the world and politics and so many things are stressing us out. You know, you turn to the news every second, you open up a newspaper, and there's always some tragedy, you know, always something crazy going on. I was actually, got called for jury duty on Friday.
Really?
And I was stressing about that.
Did you go?
I went.
Did you get called?
Listen to this story.
Oh, this is good.
So I went, and then you know, you sit in the. I never done this before, and I the first time I ever got called, and I'm sitting in the courtroom, and you know, they pick. There was like maybe 51 people there, and they picked two different jurors because I don't know why this was a double murder.
Okay.
First round, I didn't get my name called. I'm like, yes, I'm out of here. I don't have to do this.
Because
nobody's happy. I mean, people were freaking miserable. The judge had to say, people, you know, put a half a smile on your face at least. You know, it was just nobody wants to be there. So the second round, and like I'm like the last person being called. I got called.
Oh.
And I'm like, man. So I get up there and, you know, I was honest with him. I said, well, hey, you know, the judge was asking you a series of questions.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there stressed, and I'm like, man, like, first of all, I'm nervous because if, you know, the criminal or the convict is sitting across looking at everybody.
I know.
With the lawyers, and they're saying your name, they're telling you where you basically work, what you do. What if this dude was crazy?
I know.
Right? And
it
I'm
is
like,
stressful.
What if the family members, he calls him and says, hey, that Frank Fontana guy on WGN Radio, go meet him after work one night. You know?
Did you have to tell? You know, there's ways to get off of.
Well, so this is what I did.
Yeah.
So they asked me questions. Where do you work? I said, well, you know, I'm a host / journalist and, you know, WGN Radio. And I said, you know, honestly, they said, you know, could you be biased in the case? I'm like, no. I'm like, I get news reports across my desk all day long.
Right.
How am I not going to know if this story comes across?
And absolutely.
The judge is like, that's not a, you know, excuse and blah, blah, blah. So the stress is building and mounting.
Oh.
And, you know, so I thought, and then they asked, like, you know, what kind of shows do you like to watch? What books do you like to read? All this nonsense. And I said, well, I like to watch murder mystery and investigation shows. And
like Dateline and 48
Dateline
Hours.
And 48
oh, I
Hours.
Love those,
and,
I know.
Yeah, and which they don't like because then they think you're, you know, somebody's trying to solve a crime and it's going to get to. So anyway, I go back to see if I'm one of the jurors. And the lady's like, yeah, here's your slip. You got to come back Monday. You're on.
Oh,
I'm like,
no way.
No.
So you got picked for the jury.
So I got picked. Well, no, we'll get to our guests in a second. But I'm like so mixed. I had so much to do. Like I was supposed to fly out to California and I had to like change that. So I go home and I'm like, honey, can you believe I got picked? She's like, no way you got picked. And I did. So I go back Monday morning. The trial's supposed to start. And I'm like 2 minutes late. The doors are closed. I walk in. I'm like, here's my paper. And, you know, I'm here. They're like, what's your name? I'm like, Frank Fontana, like going through a list. No, you're not on the list. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm here. I've got the list. Nope. And then like they put me in the room with the rest of the jurors for a second. Oh, it must be a clerical error. Read off the names. I go back. You know, they come and get me. I'm like, shoot, should I bring my stuff? Yep. Go. You have to go see the judge.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, man.
You, they found all those outstanding parking tickets, right?
Something. And I'm like, what did I do? You know,
ran too many red light cameras.
Was I too cocky with him?
Yeah.
You know. So it turns out he's like, you know, I'm standing in front of the courtroom and the guy's family's in there and the murder victim's family's in there. And he's like, why are you here? I'm like, because I got this piece of paper you guys gave me.
Right.
You know? So long story short, he reads off every single juror name and my name's not on the list. So the sheriff who was processing all of the jury selection.
Left your name off.
Either left my name off or screwed up completely and gave me a piece of paper that I shouldn't have got.
Oh, did you get your $17, though, at least, for the day that
I
you
got
missed?
My $17.
Yeah,
yes, I did.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that was, I escaped jury duty. I don't know how. I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God. Like,
oh,
The universe is with me on this one. But anyway, it's so stressful. So I'm always looking for ways to de-stress. I meditate and I work out and, you know, I take supplements that help you de-stress. But I came across this guy, Damon D'Amato, who connected with me on LinkedIn, and he's a Qigong superhero. Let's talk to him about how executives today are finding new ways to de-stress. Damon, what's up, buddy?
Hi, Frank. This is Damon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're in Vegas, correct?
I actually do live in Las Vegas. It's true.
But you guys are coming here with the Qi Revolution. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do, how you got into it, and then we'll get to when and where you're going to be in St. Charles soon.
Yes. Well, the Qi Revolution is a tour that has been in existence since 2005. Sharing the concept of performance breathing, how to de-stress the mind, the body, the brain-body connection, food healing, which is key, and also coincides with the breathing and understanding of how the body works as well, and also movement and flow activation, spinal activation, and all of these things, movement and breath work and what we ingest, what we put into our bodies is really key. Everything comes together. I remember back in the day, I was somebody that just bought a ticket to come to this event and from the beginning, and I was just blown away, and it changed my life entirely. You know, I didn't meditate. I worked out a lot, but I martial arts for years, so I was very physical. But the understanding of not just meditation, but the concept of mindfulness and being present, being conscious, being aware in the deep now, they kind of call it, and really calling into your senses. So the breath work has been really key. And so I got so involved, it became a part of my life for years. And then I became a part of the group. I became one of the instructors and began to lead out and share. Now I have also a nonprofit called She United, and I work with veterans and first responders who are dealing with harsh PTSD-related issues that elicits, you know, feelings of fear and also depression and anger and anxiety and, of course, stress. And the techniques that I learned in this program, and now I share all over the country and along with our veterans, is that they're able to tap in within a moment's notice. They can, within less than a minute, they are able to have tools that they'll be able to apply into their life. So they leave there, they feel confident that, you know what, they will be able to not only have an awareness, but also be able to pinpoint, I know what this feels like. This is frustration or this is anxiety, and I know what to do about it. And they leave there having this knowledge and experience over the 3-day period of really honing in and like owning their truth. And it's just a beautiful thing to see people transform right in front of your eyes. And share with them about food healing, food science, like why real food, and what each specific food, what does it do for you? And sure. We go through a demonstration. So all of these things come together. Of course, Qigong is not as well known as maybe Tai Chi and of course yoga, but it's what we call the mastery of internal martial arts. So you're fighting from the inside. You're taking the offense from the inside out. So it's a different approach to pain and dis-ease within the body. And, you know, we found that this really, people can identify it, really understand, because meditation is wonderful, but it's difficult. It took me years to understand how to meditate. But the mindfulness techniques, you can really tap in and within a moment and get super clear, super focused.
Is this something that, you know, our listeners could talk about, maybe, you know, a couple of the steps that people can do at home? And folks, we'll open up the phone lines, 312-981-7200. If you have some questions for Damon on this technique, because I was going to ask you the comparison to meditation and Qigong. Mm-hmm. We have to take a quick break before you answer that question. Okay. I have a bunch of questions for you lined up. So we're going to have more with Damon D'Amato right after this. Oh, yeah, everyone's looking for new ways to relax, especially in this crazy time we live in. We're being joined by Qigong expert Damon D'Amato. Damon, thanks for taking the time. Before the break, you mentioned the idea of how meditation is different from Qigong, and I meditate often. I do understand that sometimes it takes you longer to get to that place. I'm thoroughly excited about a quicker way to get there. So talk to me about the differences and how some listeners at home who may have some questions, which, by the way, folks, feel free to call them, 312-981-7200. You could text in your questions for Damon. So talk to me about it, brother.
Yes. Well, the concept of mindfulness is just increasing your cognitive fitness. So it's like, you know, working your mind muscle or your brain bicep. In a way. So we want to get to the end result as quickly as possible, because a lot of times we don't have time to separate ourselves to go meditate. And when that's not possible, especially somebody that's not practiced well at it, the mindfulness comes into play. So they have a technique that we teach that's called 9-breath method. So when I share this, I say 9 breaths, 3 steps, 1 minute.
Well, I'm writing this down. Nine breath methods.
9 breaths. Yes.
Okay.
9 breaths. 3 steps, 1 minute, and that can do a complete overall, like a reset on the body. This is like the override switch to your stress response, or the override switch to your negative emotions, or anything that you feel. You can see it and then breathe life into the vision of what it is that you want and reset within a moment's notice. So
how does it work? So walk us through a session.
Like this. 3 steps. Yes. So. If this is preference, sitting down in a chair, don't do this standing up. I must admit, say that. It's very powerful. So the breath is through the tip of the nose and it's loud with sound. It's high on the chest. So we call it warrior's breath, right? Powerful. So we'll take breath into the nose, exhale out the nose. So it's only nose breathing at this point. So we'll take 9 breaths. At the top of the 9th breath, we're going to hold the breath for just a moment. And we're going to do something a little unusual. We're going to swallow down. The energy transfers from the chest into the belly. So you move the energy from the chest into the abdomen. So they call that the breath lock, and then to sink it down. And that here, when we swallow down into the abdomen, we do something else. Because normally when you exhale, your abdomen comes back to the spine. This time we're going to put soft pressure on the belly so that we allow there to be circulation of blood and oxygen circulating and creating a full body vibration and resetting the emotional state. So as you begin to exhale, we put soft pressure on the abdomen, nice and round like a Buddha belly. As you begin to gently exhale, they call it the Tummo exhale. So it's a long 30-second exhale, maybe 20, 30 seconds out. But by the time we're said and done, it's about a minute long, but it's the 3 steps. So it's then warrior's breath, then we do the breath lock and sink down, and then the Tummo. So those are the 3 steps. It takes a minute, and you literally can do a full reset. So you can set your intention either to zen out or to get totally like hyped up. If you got to give a speech or if you got to, you know, to make a call and close a deal, whatever it is, you can change your state. And that's what we're trying to do, is if you're not in the right place, you can do it within a moment's notice.
And you see this. I mean, you're in front of crowds of people. You guys do these seminars, right, all over the country.
Yeah.
You're working with high-level, successful business people who really don't have the time to set aside to meditate in the middle of a busy day. And this type of technique, you're seeing people literally transform before your eyes.
Yes, yes. I've worked with many major companies, and they'll bring in all their executives, and we'll go through a series of different exercises to share with them so that they have the tools also to work together. When you're in unison and you're breathing in unison together, there's a connectedness in the breath that is highly unusual. So you're synced in. That's like the Navy SEALs do that. If they're doing it, because sometimes they can communicate without speaking, and then when their breath rate are in control, it connects to the heart rate and then thus the brain state. So it's all one, and they can act like the hive mind, and that's how that works. So they're doing it in our military at the highest level. They're also doing it in Silicon Valley as well, in the creative minds that are out there. And I think that the public needs to know and understand how this works so that they can raise the level of their production, period.
Sure. Now, Damon, people like yourself and other experts out there, often think like, oh, this guy can't, ever get stressed out. He's got the magic bullet to not being stressed out. Is that true? I mean, life still happens to you, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do not. Yeah, everybody has stress. It's how do you manage stress? It's like so how do you manage your day? We've got our day timers, we've got calendars, we've got our phones, we've got all these things that are helping us manage our day and get us to where we need to do. But how are we managing our stress? And when we utilize our breath, we're able, because it's part of the autonomic system, right? We breathe automatically. We don't tell ourselves to breathe. It's part of what we do. But if we consciously learn how to breathe and slower and deeper, after a period of time, you can actually subconsciously always be breathing slower and deeper, and that creates more tranquil state, more relaxed, and also you're getting oxygen and blood into the brainstem and the vital organs so that you're higher functioning, so that you're more on point. So if I get tired at the end of the day, instead of taking a 5-hour energy or a coffee or something, I'll go and I'll do a breath session, maybe for 10, like night. I'll do, I call it 9 minutes to namaste, and do a reset, and I'm good till like 2 in the morning.
Wow.
So we share those kinds of techniques to get you in a healthy state, and choosing to not depend on, caffeine or other things that will get you wired, and therefore you can't sleep at night, and then you wake up the next day and you're kind of cloudy, or you're not having the best day, and then you're not going into flow. You want to have not just minute to minute, hour to hour, but week to week and month to month, and have a continuous flow of success so that you can see it. And the more present you are in the breath, that allows you to collapse time. So therefore, your days seem much longer, more fulfilling, and you're able to be more present with your people you work with, but also your loved ones and your family. It really goes hand in hand. So, yes.
And so, Damon, I've got some texters calling in. And one of the questions here is, can you repeat quickly the 3 steps, please?
Yes. So the first step is those warrior's breath, which again is strong. It's a powerful breath through the tip of the nose, and it's focused in the chest. So it's loud with sound, and focused in the chest. And it's so think of being in a mindset of a warrior, how a warrior would breathe, right?
Yeah.
We're not meditating on a mountain being soft and relaxed. And there are times for that, but not this time. Second one is you're going to do a breath lock. So you'll hold at the ninth breath, you'll hold that breath. And then you're going to use the saliva and swallow down. It's the only discipline that uses saliva to transfer energy. So Qigong is highly unusual like that. So you move the energy from the chest, swallow it down into the abdomen, and you make a pronounced abdomen. So it's big and round. And then as you begin to exhale, keep the belly big, soft pressure, and begin to gently let a stream of energy exhale through pursed lips, keeping the rounded Buddha belly. And that is called Tummo. Tummo actually means fire, and it actually creates heat. So your body's going to get, there's going to be a change in your state. So your physical body will get warmer or even hot. You might even begin to sweat in less than a minute. So you're changing your state. Yes.
Fascinating stuff, man. And unfortunately, we are running out of time. Where can people find more information about you and then the Qi Revolution that's coming to St. Charles in the next couple of weeks?
Yes. We're going to be at St. Charles April 27th, 28th, and 29th. We're going to be there. It's called the Qi Revolution. You can actually go to Qi, which is Q-I, by the way, QiRevolution.com, and you can see all the entire tour. But we will be, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there in April.
Oh, I'll be there.
Really good.
Thank you, Damon. Appreciate the time. Have a fantastic evening in Vegas. I'm sure it's a lot warmer than it is here, and we'll look forward to seeing you in April.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for your time.
You got it, buddy. Take care. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. We'll get some news update with Andrea, and then we're going to get into some holistic pharmaceuticals, Michael. I know you're excited about that. Welcome back to the Kathy and Frank Show. Kathy Hart is not here tonight. It's me, Frank Fontana, holding it down. But she'll be back next week, right, Mike? Or is she taking the whole month of March to sun her buns in Phoenix?
She's so lucky.
I know.
She is lucky.
Right? Can you imagine? It's like cactus and warm weather and desert.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Yeah. They had snow, didn't they?
Yeah, out west. Crazy. Yeah.
California.
Well, there was Flagstaff had like 36 inches.
Yeah.
They had a record snow. Hopefully she's not in Flagstaff.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, with this weather and people getting sick, Andre, I don't know if you guys covered this, but like Drudge Report had put out this like nightmare bacteria that they say is going to be like the end of human
existence. God.
I know it's hard to believe, but
I can't even watch shows like that talk about this.
It's scary. So the CDC has this warning out that the nightmare bacteria on the rise.
Oh.
In the report from the CDC, a new program for testing suspects bacteria turned up unusual antibiotic resistant genes 221 times in 2017. 11% of the people screened positive for these superbugs, even though they had no symptoms. Inappropriate use of antibiotics has been escalating the threat of these nightmare bacteria known as superbugs. Here's what you need to know. Antibiotics-resistant germs kill more than 23,000 Americans a year. Superbugs evolve quickly and develop mutations.
Oh, because they get used to it, yeah.
They get used to it, and apparently this one that they're talking about is like the mother of all, you know, resistant bacteria. Anyway, you know, there's two approaches. You got, you know, the good old Western medicine. And then you got holistic approach. And like I said earlier, I like to lean towards holistic first. But, you know, at times you got to almost do what you got to do,
right.
You know, when it gets bad.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us on the phone is holistic pharmacist Sherry Turcos. Good to see you, Sherry. How are you?
And the program.
Hey, so thanks for taking the time. Sherry is a award-winning pharmacist, holistic pharmacist. She's authored over 18 books, and she's just a badass in the holistic pharmacy world. And, you know, first of all, most people don't even know that there's holistic pharmacists out there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the background?
Well, I think we are starting to become a little bit more common, pharmacists that are dabbling or practicing with more of a holistic focus. So the area where we really differentiate ourselves, we are using natural medicines along with the conventional drugs. See, most people think of their pharmacist as just, you know, dispensing prescription medications, over-the-counter drugs.
Yes.
And then there's some of us that are holistically oriented, like myself, where we like to talk to people about vitamins and herbs and natural remedies and dietary choices and stress management and, you know, functional foods and all these things that can really have a very powerful impact on a person's health and be used right along sometimes with the conventional medicines. Sometimes we're talking prevention or treatment, but there's a real strong case to be made for holistic therapies today, because a lot of the things that we have been using, in fact, some of the stuff that goes back to the Middle Ages, is now being validated by modern science.
Like, what would be some of the things that we would recognize?
Yeah, so a couple of remedies that are very popularly used today that have a really long history of use, and I'm talking thousands of years, are things like mint, silver, turmeric, cannabis, garlic, Ayurvedic medicines, even willow bark. It goes back to ancient Egypt, yeah. And now that is, it's been modified over the years, but willow bark is the original aspirin. So there were a lot of discoveries that were made back in those medieval times and in ancient times where people were using different things. They maybe didn't necessarily know how they worked, but they did work. And one of my favorite to talk about this time of year, because it does have some pretty powerful effects in terms of helping to keep us healthy and cold and flu free, is the colloidal silver.
Yeah, we're a big fan of that in our house. We used it a lot, like, you know, and for some reason this year we kind of backed off a little bit. But, you know, if so, you know, a lot of things, we shop at Fruitful Yield, we'll shop at Whole Foods, we'll, you know, our first line of defense in our house is always a holistic approach, and then if it gets really bad, then we'll go traditional. But, you know, you remind me of an old, you know, standby that we, for some reason, forgot about, and we got so sick, and, you know, just reading this news story about this, like, you know, mutant virus that's going to take out half of the world. You know, can things like this help prevent that, even as scary and strong as these bacteria are claiming to be?
Well, the great thing about some of these natural remedies, like the silver, for example, its mechanism of action, it doesn't kill the bacteria or the viruses in the same way that medications do. So it has a unique mode of action, and there actually has no, there hasn't been any documented cases of resistance to the effects of silver. So silver actually has pretty broad antimicrobial effects. It works against bacteria. It's effective against viruses, and we're talking a lot of different types of viruses, like the colds and flu viruses. And it also has antifungal properties. And again, silver has been used since the Middle Ages. You ever hear that term, you know, born with a silver spoon in your mouth and wonder, hey, what does that mean? Well, people that were wealthier and more affluent and were consuming, you know, foods and beverages with silver utensils and plates, they tended to be spared from a lot of infectious diseases, and that's because silver gave them some natural antimicrobial properties. And fast forward a couple thousand years, and silver has now been studied. There are thousands of clinical studies showing that silver can really be effective in helping to support your immune defenses. It's also anti-inflammatory, and we use it topically. Even today in the pharmacy, we dispense prescriptions for silver creams to help with treatment of burns. But the key thing with silver, and I tell patients this all the time, is you need the right form of silver.
That's what I was going to ask you, because you can get it off, you know, is what you're prescribing different from what I can go into a Whole Foods and get over the counter? Like, there's one particular brand that we always use. I forgot the name of it, but it's either a spray or a dropper. Is there stronger versions of that you prescribe?
Well, the one that we have in the pharmacy is a topical cream, and that's prescription only, and it's silver sulfadiazine. But in the health food store, you can get some really powerful remedies, and the one that I recommend is called Sovereign Silver. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I would recommend that over other types of colloidal silver is that it is 98% bioactive silver hydrosol, which sounds like a bit of a mouthful, but it really refers to the size, the particle size. It's super tiny microscopic particles of silver. Greater surface area with smaller particle size means a more powerful effect. It gets into your system, it does its job, and it gets safely eliminated. And that's really what you want to look for. Plus, it's stored in glass bottles, which is really important for the stability of the product. You don't want anything in, that's stored in plastic. But the Sovereign Silver, that's what I use. That's what our family uses. And I carry it in my handbag because whenever I get on an airplane and I fly a lot, I always spray the back of my throat with my Sovereign Silver, my immune support spray, because when you're sitting on an airplane, that is just a really good place to get a lot of bugs.
I wish I had it about 2 weeks ago because I got the death flu, like the worst sickness I've ever had in my life. And I wish I would have had colloidal silver. And my kids got it. My wife got it. And we all had 102 fevers for three days. It was just horrific.
Oh, that's miserable. Well, you know, one thing I'll mention with the silver, you can use it preventatively, but you can also use it for acute treatment. So if you're just on the verge of getting sick, you know, you want to start taking higher amounts of it. It's very safe. So you can take a teaspoon several times a day. I know some people tell me they use it every hour or so when they're sick. And with the spray, if you have a sore throat, you can actually spray it in the back of the throat. And again, it helps to take care of, you know, bacteria, viruses, and it's also anti-inflammatory. So that's a great remedy. But there's also a first aid gel, the Sovereign Silver, the first aid gel. I love that as well because it's a first aid gel by the same company. Yeah, first aid. And so you can use that if you have minor burns. Like say you're cooking something, you pull it out of the oven, oops, you got a little burn. You put it on right away, and it helps to speed the healing of the burn. It helps to relieve the pain, the redness, the inflammation. So that's really good. It also helps to protect against scarring.
Yeah, I've used that before. We keep that around the house for sure, too. Sherry, we're going to take a quick break, and I got a couple questions for you about some of the things I see in the, you know, holistic medicine aisle, if you'll call it, that I just wonder if it's real. And maybe you can help me debunk some of this stuff. And folks, if you have any questions, 312-981-7200 is our text and phone line. Give us a call if you have any questions for Sherry. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Kathy and Frank Show here on WGN Radio. We're talking all things holistic pharmaceuticals with holistic pharmacist Sherry Turcos. Sherry, thanks for joining us. You got a couple questions coming over the text. I have a couple quick-fire questions for you. We have about, let's say, 6 minutes or so before we have to break for the Blackhawks and Ducks game that's coming up at 8:30, the pre-show. So, Sherry, the question here is, can colloidal silver be used on eczema, the cream?
Yes, it can. You can use colloidal silver on eczema. Eczema is an inflammatory skin condition, so it may offer some benefits in helping to quell some of that inflammation. Also, for eczema, I do recommend essential fatty acids orally, so a good omega-3 supplement would be a good choice, and also vitamin D.
Good, good. There. So 773, hope you heard that and got your pencil out. My question here, boron, the pellets that you see that can cure everything, what's your take on them?
Okay, so using it for what condition in particular?
Well, they have cures for almost every condition. What, you know, like, do they work? I know they're what, like, they activate the body's natural pathways to healing?
Yeah, so boron, it's a natural chemical element, and, you know, it's been promoted to offer health benefits for a wide range of things. You know, when it comes to making blanket recommendations, you know, I really don't go there. I like to know more specifics when I'm advising somebody on whether a certain product would work.
I just mean the category of product.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of boron products out there and a lot of stuff on the internet. I'm always kind of skeptical until I see the science on a product.
Yeah.
When I know it has really good science and research, then that really gets my attention. So I think that when it comes to boron, I've seen, you know, people claiming that, you know, it can help to, you know, fight off different infections,
like
wound healing. Also good for the gum health. That is one thing that boron seems to have some preliminary research. Improving gum health, which a lot of people have gingivitis, and also helping with inflammation. So those would be some areas, I think, where there is some evidence.
Okay. How about nootropics? Are you into, you know, mind-altering supplements?
Yeah, I get questions about that, and you know we have a lot of people that are taking nootropics, and also a lot of interest in cannabis, medical cannabis. That seems to be, you know, again, when we talk about Middle Age remedies, cannabis is something that's been used for thousands of years.
Sure.
So, fascinating stuff.
Well, let's get a call in here real quick. We have about two more minutes, and then we'd love to give a way for people to get a hold of you. Hold on. Here's Marianne's got a question about toe fungus. Hey, Marianne.
Yes, I had my pedicure and a couple of years ago, and then ever since, and so now I've avoided getting nail polish on my, you know, pedicure and all that. And I've used things like I was told Vicks Vapor Rub, and then I read in a paper that maybe castor oil. I don't know what product should be used to eliminate this.
Yeah, so Mary, is it in the nail or in the skin?
It's in the nail.
In the nail. So your nail is getting yellow and thickened?
It's more of white, like a whitened thing.
Okay. So a couple of things. You can definitely use the silver. I was talking earlier about the colloidal silver. There is a first aid gel, and it is antifungal. So you could apply that. What I would suggest maybe is doing a soak in either, like tea tree oil is antifungal as well. So if you're doing a soak maybe with some Epsom salts and tea tree oil, and then I would put the colloidal silver, the first aid gel, I would put that on before bed and then also first thing in the morning. Try to let your feet air out as much as possible because fungus will thrive in a warm, moist environment, and that's why we tend to get fungal infections on our feet, and the groin is another area. Some people get them under the armpits. So the more you can go, although this time of year it's a bit cold.
And I usually go barefoot, even in my house in the winter.
And you have to be careful too because it's spread, and some people it'll start off with one toe, and then before you know it, it's gone to the others. So getting regular pedicures, trying to avoid using nail polish. There are certain types of nail polish that you can pick up at a podiatrist or that have been specially formulated to be used for toe fungal infections. I would only use that. I would stay away from every other type of nail polish because some of them can really make the problem worse.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hope that helps, Marianne. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Sherry, how can people find you?
Oh, you can check out my website. It's sherrytorkos.com, SHERRYTORKOS. So you can check out my website for more information. And if you want more info on the topic, we were talking a few remedies earlier, the Sovereign Silver, they have their own website. You can check out sovereignsilver.com. And, I want to keep people happy and healthy this time of year, and hopefully we can do this again.
Definitely, Sherry. You got so many more questions and so little time. So thank you, and have a fantastic evening.
Thanks, Frank. Take care.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll get to the Blackhawks right after that.